Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 15th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the swearing-in of members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's attempts to stop corruption in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in new members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission amid reports that the commission is currently handling over 200 cases of corruption.
The commission has pledged to tackle corruption, which it says is the key driver of economic decay in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has over the years recorded serious cases of corruption, including the infamous Willowcat car scandal, which involved some top state officials and several others.
The commissioners are Chairperson Justice Lois Matanda Moyo, Jesse Majome, John Makamure, Gabriel Chaiva, Tandiwe Tando Mhlobane, Frank Muchengwa, retired Major Michael Dennis Santi, Phineas Murapa, and Mabel Ndakaripa Hungwem.
The Zimbabwean government recently gave the commission some arresting powers to stop graft.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Now we have a commission. Gibbs akuna.
Then somebody comes, arrests you because
Iwo wanu kusunga rega. Iwo wanu varungu kisa. Ndofunga wanu ngawaiso piwa chen. Zakudara nukutu ukawana uwari onzi manja onta wala kumapurisa, mapurisa osu onzi manja atina doketi enda kune mga police station. Wako wangu kubata ya papo
kini. Mwoto nga ule mali ke, unwa mali ke mali.
Imwe musafti.
Makufaka pake.
Saka nyanyi. Saka ndoti nukutari sura uti commission inge ishi shanda kuvara uwari. Nukutu wakawanda wala kuchema kuti nyika iruta za kubudira nenye corruption. Saka kana paine commission saizvozvi ndozvo zvine zvitarisiro.
So lavo ngave fika kuno block la parema police ni ama police ati pela ivhiri lako ham right. Ange vaniki police.
Ivo afonera kuzake.
Yero mutengo zake kuna.
Anobva atongosunga munhiro.
Yes, yakuzva kakhulu kuti walolo. Abantu vanenge vakhuluma ngalo kuti I anti-corruption commission ezingena ofisini yayo. Wanzani ke ila mandla kuti ibopa vantu. Kodwa ke xa ibopa vantu konapo ibopa vantu abanjani iko sikhuluma ukuthi tezi lojoka khona ukuthi nxa bengafika kumbe ku roadblock ipolisa libe sithi hayi phela mbona ngazani imoto yakho ayihambi kuhle ilaloko laloko kuma umtshiso wayo kawulunganga kambe bona bangeke baba bribe yini kambe nanxa umuntu ebotshwa engeke babambisa yini imali so ke nxa sokusiya phambili sizwile ke ukuthi uhulumende ukuthi ke abantu beZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission sebe lamandla ukuthi babophe kambe bazabe bopha abantu abanjani akutsho ukuthi bacela befukula labanye abantu abangalamacala uzokuthiwa uzibani ngoba ulwisana norhulumente sokumele bamjove phakathi so sifuna ukuzwa ngalo ukuthi kuhamba njani namhlanje ke siyakwazi ukuthi bagcotshiwe khonangale ke estate house labo-ke abakuzimbabwe anti-corruption commission asazi ukuthi kozala mkomoni so kunjalo ke mfowethu
andi right Gibbs zvinofadza kuti nyika inenge ichitora matano akaita saiwaya kuti pange pachirwiswa uori nekuti uori ndo uri kunzwa uraya nyika saka nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson Mnangagwa vatoresa mhiko makomishina kuti vange vachitora basa iroro tichinzwa kuti svondo rapera gurukota rezvemutemo vaziyambi vakazivisa nezvekupiwa masimba kwekomishen iyoyi kuti inge ichisunga vanenge vachipara dzimhosva kana kuita zveuori nokuti vakawanda vangu vachichema kuti komishen hongu ine basa rainoita asi kana isina masimba ekusunga hapana zviri kufamba vakawanda vachichema vachiti haina mazino zvino tinoona kuti zvese zvavepo komisheni yavepo makomisheni atoreswa mhiko nhasi uye masimba ekusunga avepo chasara ndechekuti vaite basa tinonzwa kuti vane mhosva dzingada kutosvika kana mazana maviri 200 dzakamirira kunge dzichitariswa nekomisheni iyoyo teichitarisira kuti panofanange pachibuda chimuko wambotaura Gibbs iyoyo kuti pane vakambotosungwa nenyaya dzeuori kubvira kare kunana
Willow scandal. So kuna pana vantu vave kule facility kahulumende yokuti amaminista atenge zimota eOloville industry
Crisida
makrisida ona lala vantu vaatenga makrisida kuti ngatenge ave seitengisa xa aitengetenge nge-3000 aitengise 5000 so azuze nje phakathi sikwamalapha
zvakagara zvichingoitwa Gibbs tinoona kuti isisi tichikura taitoti unonotenga masenda kuru ako musupermaket wobuda panze wafuriza kumba wakutengesa
manje nei yaichupa ngoba yailogovernment phakathi ugovernment awayifaka kuimadlana so ugovernment yokufakela imali wona
sitengeauchadzosera mari pakaipa Gibbs tinonzwa kuti taane mumwe mudare wedu vanove muzvare Jesse Majome vari komishina weZimbabwe anti-corruption commission vanove mumwe wemakomishina atoreswa mhiko nhasi kustate house tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu muzvare Majome aiwa taswera ndinoimba kuti vateereri vaswerawo zvakanaka Gibbs
yes so for a start in English can you tell us you know what you guys are actually mandated to do as the anti-corruption commission what are your duties
In terms of Chapter 13 of the Constitution, the Anti-Corruption Commission is one of those two institutions that are established in order to combat crime. So that's clearly what we must do, apart from the Prosecutor General Office. So what we must do is to devise measures and policy positions and actually take measures regarding the elimination of corruption. It involves, therefore, and seeking to understand, investigating what are the causes of corruption, its magnitude, its manifestations, where it is, and then apart from that, actually taking action, investigating particular cases, and recommending them for prosecution to the Prosecutor General's Office, as well as also advising the state, as well as the private sector, because the mandate of the Anti-Corruption Commission is not only to eliminate corruption in the public sphere, but the private and the public sphere. So our role is to recommend and to put in place mechanisms where we can, in order to end corruption and to also promote the values of integrity as well in our society. That is preventing corruption as well.
And so and you've got arresting powers. And you've got arresting powers, right?
We the commission has not had arresting powers. But the commission, but you know that anybody in Zimbabwe actually has the power to arrest. I'm sure you've heard of what is called the citizen's arrest, where anyone sees anyone who they suspect is committing a criminal offense. They are authorized to apprehend them and bring them to the law enforcement agents. That's always there. But I'm sure recently we heard how the Minister of Justice recently gazetted and included in the definition of peace officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission, so that they also additionally are able to, you know, that they would be in the, that they would also have clear arresting powers, but they would therefore hand over the people to the police.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. Please do stay on the line. Tinemwe munyarikano wedu pachirongwa Gibbs. We have Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is an independent political commentator. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndiweni.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Welcome. Your first word on the swearing in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission commissioners.
I I think I'll pursue enough and congratulate Jesse Majome, particularly because I think in one of my tweets, if she recalls, I said that I would have loved to be part of the commission. And just want to say, I'm so okay, Majome. I think just to give my perspective on the commission, it remains to be seen if this commission will behave differently from the previous one that was suspended. I think what we saw then was a lot of, I would say, media kind of statements that it is done, it's going to do it, this and that. But then in terms of the practical action on the ground, we did not see that. So this commission that is now has members, people like Jesse Majome, that seemingly have some kind of a record in doing a bit of good work. It remains to be seen if they are going to lead to the billing. We don't want to be having commissions that come and go, and we spend money on them, and they fail to deliver. 2 years after it's suspended, we lose resources and time, and the time continues to go without dealing with the key issues that are affecting the country, issues of corruption. And we want to see to what extent we have the power to target top politicians who seem to be mentioned or to be the key players in corruption, corrupt activities in the country. Not to say that ordinary citizens are participating in corrupt activities. I think the big corruption that we are seeing in the country is worth millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, allegations of corruption in various institutions. And it's worth to see if these people are going to chase to buy for it to be a slip service that have a commission now with people with a bit of integrity, and then that's the end of it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. You heard it from Mr. Ndweni.
Mm-hmm.
He says it remains to be seen if the new commission
has some teeth.
Yes, and it's different from the previous one.
Yeah. Kodwa ke baba Ndweni ngesindebele just briefly. Ubona zani amazinyo bangawuthatha ngapi? Njoba sizwile uMajome lapho uthi ayibona ye bala amandla ukuthi bangaphupha umuntu bembambe kodwa so mandla lana amakhulu phela. So ukuze balolwe ukuthi bakwenze konoko kumele bathathe ngaphamandla njengoba ke nxa singangena kukhonoko anti-corruption commission ezakudala uyatsho ukuthi hayi sasingani zinqundekile. So ukunqundeka konoko kungalungiswa njani?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ukuze bebe namazinyo kudingakala esingathi ngesikhiwa i-political will ukuthi labo abaphethe intambo zamandla babele qiniso baqinisele ukuthi bafuna ukulwisa ukugwelegwele. Ngibona ngani vele indikimba yendaba yokuthi is the political will kulokufuna yini from laba abaphethe intambo ukuthi abantu laba basebenze kumbe is window dressing ukuthi hayi commission siyaphointiwe sebekhona sebefungisiwe kumele ukuthi bavunyele basebenze. But nabo futhi kumele batshengisele ukuthi nxa kukuthi kule mgoqo ethize ezabavimba ukuthi basebenze ababonakale beresayine. Mina ngibona ngani umuntu sibili othembekileyo oqinisileyo ongafuna ukuthi abezithole imoto enkululiyana lokungamazimadlana akutholayo ngomsebenzi nxa kukuthi akusebenzeki umuntu kumele athi mina sengishiya umsebenzi lokhu angumkwanisi ngibulekile into ezithile ezisiba. So ngicabanga ukuthi kuzakhanya kuzavela ukuthi amazinyo kuzaba lawo na, and kuzangeka ngokuthi abaphethe intambo bayavumelana bayabanika lawo mandla yini, ngoba amapholisa azobe ukuthi avunyele lapho phambantu and they can get that power. So abanje bazawathola kubakhulu babazathihambe ambale live mbili balimbophe ngoba undangakela ukuthi engabe kuphatheka kubugwelegwele.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ngayindawo baba Ndweni. So all what these things that there's need for politicians to have that what is called a political will to actually fight against corruption. So he says if that's not the case, and Majome and others don't have all that kind of power and, you know, to push and all those kind of things, they should resign at one stage if they believe they're not doing the right thing.
Who should resign? The politicians?
The commissioners.
Or the commissioners
themselves, yeah.
Okay.
So if they push and push and push and think, no, you know, we're just wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody should come clean and say, no, you know what, we cannot continue doing this.
But I think there should be other means instead of the commissioners resigning. Because you know what will happen?
Mm.
the whoever is corrupt will just budge, mm-hmm. knowing that in the end the commissioners will give up.
That's why he says the political will is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go to Ms. Majome, Timbunzawa Tereri, Studio 7, Wanyora, per Facebook page, Edu, and Zinam Koma Elias Basopo, watching from Zimbabwe, Harare, Mkoma Filimon Kawena. We need that move to end corruption in our nation, Zimbabwe. Then top 10, and the disciple Gilson Madanire, and Zukova Kawana, Variwo Mtungamiri Wenyika wa Munangagwa Wacho, wanofana kwa sunga here. Then Panashe Tapfuma anzi mkoma jonga maskwela say. Then Watson Mtau hai. Then Tona Pana Elias Basopo wazuka zukaru wa shinyora anzi well said Madam J. Ndofunga watara Madam Jesse Majome anzi congratulations makorokoto. Let's work hard about corruption. Muzare Majome murukunzwa zviri kubva kuna vandiweni pamwe nevateereri vese vari kungotarisira kuti dambudziko iri rinofanira kupedza kuti urongwa hunofanira kupedza dambudziko recorruption kana rehuwo rirabata nyika. Tichitarisa maumbirwa akaitwa komisheni yenyu nematarisiro amunoita zvikwanisiro zvenyu zvamunofunga mune muchiwana zvebasa nezvimwe zvakadaro, zvingatora nguva yakadii kuti vana veZimbabwe vatange kuona kuti ndofunga maakushanda? Munogona nyi kuti kana kutaura neshona kana kusanganisa zvino chirungu kuti how long do you think that Zimbabweans can start appreciating that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission is working?
Just to be honest, I do not have any idea how long, because I was just appointed today. I'm one of the 8 commissioners. So it would really depend on when it is that the commission can actually have its meeting, its first meeting, because there hasn't. I'm not able to tell. But what I would be able to say to Zimbabwe is that, that can they just be patient, because it's setting up of the commission. There was a chairperson only, and then there are commissioners. So it really depends. I'm sure the commission will be communicating to the public through the chair when it will start saka the type of panga tarisiwe. Asazizunzu kuti unobvati musipapo bomba mato manya moto di pango torwa miko chete nas saka commission na isati yadi adisati takokwa kumusangano chaiwo kutanga kuti tingasirise asi tatarisira kuti tichadaidzwa nekukurumidza nekuti ndiri kuona pane shungu chaizvo yekuti tichange basa nekuti musangano wataita tachangotora miko vanga uina president vakagara vakatigarisa pasi vakatsanangura vakatiratidza kuti vane shungu dzekuti komisheni inyatsotange basa nekukurumidza uyezve vari kutarisira kuvandudzwa kwemaitirwo anoitwa zvekupedza uori vakatarira kuti vari kutarisira chaizvo vakatsidza kuti vachapa mutsigiro ivo purezidendi pachezvavo uye vachama kuti hurumende yese itsigire mabasa ekomisheni. Saka ndinoona zvinhu zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti pane chido nechinangwa zvechokwadi chekuti titange basa tirove simbi nekukurumidza.
Thank you so much. Hanzi ndo zvinoitika kana vana vakanga vane nzara for a long time vakangoona amai vaisa poto pamoto, they think kuti sadza rubva rangu ibva ipa havambozva kuti rechakwata richizodii. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if the family has been going for days without food,
yeah,
the moment they see their mother putting like a pot on the fire, they would suggest, they would just think that it's automatic that there will be food.
Yeah.
That is going to be ready. They don't know that it will take time
to cook and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller or we have someone online. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Makadi.
Ndakafara Mr. Jonga Alinjani.
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ya kunyoni lo umlaleli wesitudio.
Moyo kunjani futhi?
Ngiyaphila ukuthube, ngiyaphila baba thube kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu moyo. Akutsho uthole ubona njani udaba lolu?
Ya mina udaba lolu mnumzana yabona into yekhaya nje. Ya kuba kuhle makukhulunywa nje on paper. Kodwa manje kuthi sekusetshenzwa amagama layo sibabona oGabriel labo laya kanjaninjani yesi bangakhona ukusebenza kodwa into ekhaya nje into layo ekuthi ekhaya all the time eZimbabwe ukuthi kungaba ne-project enje lebesebenominatwa nguye umongameli yazi umuntu wakhona obanominatayo mina anyimthembi yabona into elezinjengandinona lezi anyimthembi ubabantu amadoda lawo abanye abakhona abakhona apho labo chayiva labo ngaza umuntu ethi namhlanje khuluma oba umuntu wabo uchayiva ngoba ukhuluma esihlayela bese kungapha ku-MPT uyathi uyakuthatha sekhuluma isayela esinjalo umuntu onjalo awongamthembile sasa ngakathi umuntu eyisitredi sasekhuluma i-anti-corruption umuntu enjalo ethintathintayo uyabona. So you program yabo ukuthi bona wakufunakala ukuthi kube ne anti-corruption yes abantu njena nayithakazile ukuthi sikizwe zingaba right kodwa nje siyaphosha khona abantu abakhethayo nabantu abakhethiweyo imajority yabo akunamaresulti ayaphumala kukwaba yicuku nje eliza kudla amabhondi yalamabhiya ngehole nje behlale emahoteli emhlangano kuthi end of the day i-corruption yalikhona yalobe sidlile izinto ziphela imali iphela kuyo yonke ophumayo
lapha ke utsho ukuthi akulancedo lokho
hayi baba tube yena njengoba ufuna la masafuna ukuthola iqiniso ngeZimbabwe oyaziyo nawe yabona kusuka thina sibona ama-commission osandla commission yi-commission yabangathi yasebenza kwabanjwa abantu kodwa abantu laba bazange bathezishe eniyagumbi kwababa babathi abamnathi phezili akwaziyo oba yiphezili bayamaqiniso ndikwaikekuyistori nje wapi iyagumbi from there akuzange ube ne-commissioner kuzange ube nento esebenzayo and abantu laba yibo ubonabo mna ngagwala obantu bana yibo bakhona nanamhlanje into yabenze mina ngabeja nawe ungabeja nje ngoba umuntu nje odizini kodwa into ele ngokuthi bangabona yeyothi abathatha imali yathetha ngokuthi ube kubhuti lowakithi lo umpofu lobhetipofu wathatha iinkota zonke ngalo wafaka emzini wakhe wakhe amahotele into yonke efolosifosi nguyiwa ngenguye kathesi bamutsho eyouth bezani labo kuyaziwa bathi lifela kodwa ukuthi ebanjwa wabokakabanjwa
kathesingathi uyaqatshangelwaemakomishini
kodwa abantu besaziwa bayabazi abantu abasizekutho kwapholisi amapholisa abebhona political ground ngonto-arest abantu bashenjayo imizeni isilungiswa yi-corruption uyabo indawo yale so kathesi sithi kungena ubani into le ikudlisana imali nje banikezana imsebenzi ngoba sayiva abasweli yokuze ku-MP labo lokuze le umajomi usisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosiyezisosi lapha imali yenye ngaba nike ukuthi emakhaya bayefundisa abantu abathi ngale kwebhedi ngale futhi abantu befunde kungono.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana moyo ungathi ukusasa baba. So Mr. Nyon is saying that this is just a waste of time, you know. Mm-hmm. He says maybe people that are going to be targeted are political opponents of the establishment. So he says even the appointment of these people was done by the president. So if a president appoints these people, which means there's a problem. And then he cites the Sandura Commission. Still remember the Wilson Sandura Commission, you locate scandal. So he says, what happened to that? There were some people who drank some, who allegedly drank some poison. And there are some people who were said to have been summoned to court. But then their cases just disappeared. So he says, you know what, this is a gravy train. And then he went on to say, you know, there are people like Caprae Chaiba and Ms. Majome who were in MTC. And they didn't make it politically, according to him. Mm-hmm. So he says now they are back, you know, through the back door. And he says such people, you never know what happens when they're dealing with corruption. So maybe they may not diligently do what they're supposed to do. Maybe we can go to Majome and
pose a question. Ms. Majome, maybe you can respond to that.
You know, I think it's very sad that I realize that there's a lot of debate in Zimbabwe that, with respect to this gentleman, is out of ignorance. I think Zimbabweans should take the, you know, should have the habit of just reading and informing themselves about what the issues that they talk about are. Because from this gentleman, I can forgive him, because it doesn't look like he's actually familiar at all. He knows at all what the point, you know, what a constitutional commission is, what the constitution says about commissions. He does not at all know how the commission is selected. So maybe for his benefit and for the benefit of listeners, because I've been engaging in a debate on social media, and to the people, look, I think let's get to know what how these things work. And there's, it was, I think, political polarization and obsession with being members of this political party or that will continue to ruin Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a nation. It is way bigger than any political party. Political parties are inside ZANU-PF. I'm not in a political party myself. I left. But I'm saddened to see this obsession. I'm seeing a lot of very uninformed and very ignorant, like, you know, actually vitriol from members of the, particularly the MDC, who seem to be, they are just aggrieved, they're unhappy and grumbling with everything. And some of them, the ones who are saying this, don't know that the Anti-Corruption Commission is a commission that is established by Chapter 13 of the Constitution. It is a constitutional commission. And how is it established? It is actually put in place by Parliament. How Parliament? Because Section 151 of the Constitution sets up a committee on standing rules and orders of Parliament. And it doesn't look like this, I think it's Mr. Nyati. He doesn't know what is the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that it is the leadership of Parliament that reflects the composition of Parliament. Therefore, it means that it's got people from, I think he's from the MDC, this person. He doesn't know that the leader of the opposition who is in the MDC, the chief whip of the MDC, and also other members of the MDC are members because of the constitution of the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. But you see, it doesn't look like he even followed the news because he didn't know that. He should have followed the interviews, the Republic. I and other commissioners were actually selected by the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. Section 251 of the Constitution says that that Committee of Standing Rules and Orders conducts public interviews. These interviews were public. If this gentleman had followed, they'd actually have seen that members, they'd have seen members of the opposition who were on the panel and members of ZANU-PF who were on the panel, and they would have seen them grilling us. And so in terms of the Constitution, the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders of Parliament is actually the one that selects these people. It chooses the interviews. It picks 12 people from the pool. There were 30, there were 100 and something of us at the beginning. The Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that includes people from the MDC, senior members, including the leader in Parliament and so on. They shortlisted people. They came up with 38 names. They then interviewed us. They picked 12 names from that. And then of those 12 names, they sent them to the president in terms of the constitution. And the president's only role and the power that he has is to drop 3 of those names. And from those 12, the president picks 8. So all of the people are selected by parliament, including members of the opposition. And the president drops 3. And then because he's the head of state, he will conduct the ceremony of actually swearing them in and appointing them. So, I think we should read and get to understand these things. These are not ZANU-PF institutions.
Thank you so much.
The Sandula Commission was not a constitutional. It was way before this constitution. It was a commission in terms of the commissions of inquiry. Go on, but please run. Let us read and let us be informed. So that we can get this country going. We can only hold institutions to account if we know what they are about.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And hold on there. I think we've got a caller.
Yes, that's Mkoma Gabriel or Parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Magadi.
Magadi.
Takasimba. Dance. Gwakutitina Mkoma Gabriel. Ndi Mkoma Gabriel. Ane am.
Mkoma Gabriel.
Yeah. Okay. Murikupi Mkoma. From South Africa, Mpumalanga. Chirongwa ndicho chimapinda mchirongwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda nokutipidza muchirongwa.
Ndizvozvo.
Ndinoda kukorokotidza vapinda baba. Kudai mukana wangu kuita mari wasvika. Ndokuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti pane makomishina akawanda ari kupotora mari but pasina chinobuda. Recently takaita komishina yavamondlande takataura zvaakataura but hakuna kana mumwe chete akaudzwa kuti chii chakabuda ipapo. Saka nyaya yekuti vamunangagwa vanoita havo makomishina vari kuita magururo avo sezvataurwa nemutauri ambotaura pamashure apa ngachaura nechidere vaya vanyonya apa komishia pana chinobuda
sei muri kufunga kuti hapana chinobuda nekuti makomishen ya mataura ye mwashande commission yakasiyana mashandira ya Zimbabwe and corruption commission
kuti ara chokwadi ngumaka kana iri ze commission yakaitwa na vamunanga wa yango rija yekuti vari kungowana kuti vamwe vanhu avo hama
akawana makomishina aitwa pasina chataona chabuda.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel that mukoma Gabriel calling from Mpumalanga in South Africa.
Yes.
He says that's a money making project for the commissioners with nothing tangible come out of that, and he cited the Moshande commission which said had its findings but nothing was taken out of that commission from the findings from the commission report to be effective.
Mr. Ndweni, I guess you are still around. I think you can hear people's views there, and it seems as if people are worried about this commission. They're saying it's just a waste of time, you know? Literally.
Yeah. I think some are opinions, some are facts, and some are... I think they are based on two things, what has happened before. And I think I will not crucify people for expressing themselves in the way they see things, because perhaps they've seen things not working before. So they are good, they are right to actually be very skeptical about or pessimistic about what's going to happen with this commission, which I think, for me, it's a genuine concern. So like I said earlier on, that it will depend in terms of it depends on whether there is the will for the work and also mechanisms in place and the necessary support for them to do the work. But to say that people they are lost, I don't think it's proper, but I think it's based on what they've seen before. Of course, I see the completion of commissions that are appointed by the president or president to do specific things, like the Monklante Commission, the Sandura Commission, that they're not constitutional commissions as compared to this one and the Human Rights Commission and among others. But I think what people are drawing from that is that perhaps those commissions have not really done anything meaningful besides produce a report, the report that sometimes is taken to the public or sometimes is hidden. So it remains to be seen if this very paper tiger, like I said, that is going to work. And if it's not going to work, then the question is what happened to it. Of course, I think the commission, like, for example, if you think about the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, has tried to do some work. I think it has issued statements and condemning certain acts, excesses of the state, among other things. And we're seeing them being a bit objective and doing work. So this commission, the other corruption commission, we're going to see whether they're going to do the same. But what is unfortunate is that it is starting from the negative side, because we have the previous one that was actually dissolved because it needed failed to work. So the question is, what is different about this besides what is the constitution? We know that in terms of the provisions or in terms of its functions, it's still outlined. But the question is, practice now from what is written. Are we going to see what is written in the constitution being transferred into meaningful action on the ground? That is where people actually are contesting and saying,
Thank you.
The same and nothing will happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the lines. Dr. Slabantu Koto again, Mbaleke umlaizelo owoto kumembili. Utopia Sinilovu, uti sebefakwe emalini. Ayiku intoeza pumala. Oza funu kuti uyabonu kuti kwenza galani, uzezo kutwake usecha ingozi emkwakweni. Uzo buyagi amanya njalo, upongo love, la uti mkono mafoitu. Kumulani ngume uti, asazi, so ikela sifutiwe. So people are saying, they are very skeptical about the commission itself. So they are doubting whether it's going to have some kind of teeth, you know, to do their work. So then Martin Frank Samamo is saying, call me right now. And Skumbuzo Mlalazi on Facebook Ndebele, VOA Ndebele says, can you call me right now? I need to say something. Yes, so the phone and last and is. What one is Lomu Tekwen?
Tamatinum Terry and Zotra Chiripoere. Hello? Vancomo? Linjani Babankomo?
Ye Mnumzana, who's that?
Yeah.
Ye Ujan?
I'm
not feeling general. You're feeling
yeah,
come on, the head for two. Oh, yeah, no, but I would choose to win a commission. We want to.
Ah, you know, I'm talking as the Tembo. I'm not the time to which I in the fish on team. Ah, not on judges, much on the very family planning that I never care. Njalo mina into yokuqala engifunda inganta ngiyakhala ngayo dube ungathangela khonapha dala kwensinto ezedlule beyo lokho ekuhlatshelwa ye uJonathan Moyo usebenzise 400,000 yezindefu ngena lani imali uJonathan okwakukhala ngayo ukuthi wayisebenzisa akayifaka ngepoketini yakhe kulalokho eyakusebenzayo kodwa kulama 15 billion anyamalalayo akuna muntu okhuluma nangayo kule mali okwakukhulunywa ngayo ephalamende ebezinara no one is talking about it. Kulemali katisile umntwana lo wabanjwa ukamtswanga umonga abantu abanjele about 200,000. No one is talking about it. Kulo Dexter Ndunya kwazi watshela ukuthi aye double thief etshelwa ngulo unaseni weNorton. No one is talking about it. Kodwa into yonke lapho ekhona ngakuthola yakhuluma. Umuntu uJonathan Moyo. Kanti uJonathan Moyo wenzani? Okukhulu 400,000 le abayitshoye ezindefu nale imali yabo-Dexter Nduna nalezi imali zabo-Zinara okungakhunyela azo nalezi imali zabomntwana wabo-Chris Mtswanga wabanjwe nama-200,000 konke kakhunyela ngazo. Naye nale ehlanganisa ubaba uMpofu yamadayimana lezi izimali ezazinyamalala. No one is talking about it. So kunathi into yokuqala dube ngikhulume ngani ngiyaprofita. Uze lozokhulunywa ngokuthi uJonathan kabe uyazophendula. Kati kusonani thina kuhamba njani?
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu kuye mfowethu. Siyabonga sibili, hayi kukhanya zanureza into eziningi kakhulu. Ukuthi sizambuza lo nkosazana Jesse Majome ukhona la. Sizwa ukuthi uthina ngakhonokho okukhulumileyo. Ungathina lokusasa Ncube sibonge kakhulu baba. So what Mr. Ncube is saying is that, you know, there are several issues or corruption cases that have been actually walking the limelight. One of them is the $15 billion. Still remember the Mugabe issue? $15 billion says nobody's talking about it right now. Zinara, the head dues, says no one is talking about it. They're not even concerned. And then he mentioned an issue of a child of a senior person in ZANU PF and quasi government issues. So he says that person was caught with $200,000, and no one is even interested in knowing who did what and where the money was coming from. And all these cases, he says these are clear cases of corruption, and nobody is being accountable for such kind of money. You know, most of it is state money. The 200,000, of course, maybe some
that's
private
it,
money,
it's money.
But this one, 15 billion, and Zinara says no, there's an issue.
But on the 15 billion, was it like proved that $15 billion was
so he says that's the work of the Anti-Corruption Commission, just to go and inquire and find out what is going on.
Maybe that's why they are being brought in. Muzare Majome, tins wekuti munotiwo, mchitaura yigana rimirwa amai. Vakawanda varikungo chema kuti vafungo kuti pane chinobuda kukomisheni vachitarisa kuti manga makomisheni zvikungonzi zvawanikwa zvakati zvakati kwabuda maripoti asi hapana matana anozoonekwa achitorwa.
Inzungodzokera nyaya yekuti chokwadi zvakakosha kuti chidi kana tichiyera nyoka toyera iri toyera nyoka kana tiri kuyera ndati kana gonzo toyera gonzo hatingasanganisi kuyera gonzo nekuyera nyoka. Makomishona andiri kunzwa ari kungotaura nevanhu zvinoda chokwadi tiite ruzivo chokwadi muzimbabwe zviri pachena handi zvekuti makomishona avari kutaura haasi makomishoni econstitution akagadzirwa neconstitution iyi avari kutaura nezvemaripoti avo ane basa rakatosiyana anogadzwa nenzira dzakasiyana saka tinoda kuti tirambe tichingodzokera tichikurudzira kupa shambadzaruzivo kuti tichinyatsotaura nezveanticorruption commission nebasa rayo Then zvimwe zvanga zvichitaurwa zvichiitwa ehe ndikuzvikuzvika kuti vanhu vari kuti havaoni ichi havaoni zvinobuda inini handigoni kupikisana nemaonero evanhu kana ndizvo zvavanofungawo ndizvo zvavanofungawo kana vachifungawo kuti hapana chinobudawo ini handizivo ndiringoriwo munhu handingazivi zvinoitika mangwana kana neivo ini handifungi kuti tese ivo neni chinazivi kuti zvechokwadi pachaitika chakati zvechokwadi hapaitiki chakati chatingaziva chete ndechekuti commission iyi ine basa rakatarwa muconstitution rinofanirwa kuti riitwe zvichaitika zvinhu zvichaitwa necommission kana kuti zvaicharegera kuita saka zvinoda kuti noti tingapedza ndichikuti hapana chichaitika pane chichaitika tese hatizivi chinoitika asi chiripo ndechekuti basa racho rinotofanirwa kuti riitike ndiri sacommission ndakazvipira kuti ndiite basa rinoda kuitwa necommission iyoyo asi chimwe chandichataura chandinoona chichiri kuonekwa handifunga nevanhu vakawanda pamwe vamwe vari kuchiona hamini asi zvandinoona ndinofunga kuti ndechokwadi vanhu vari kugumbuka nekuti uori hwanyanyisa munyika chokwadi zvakawanda zvisiri kutomboitwa asi commission yeanticorruption ii ndiri kuona hangu chimwe chinhu chikuru chiri pairi kuti mutungamiriri wecommission uku hapasati pamboitwa chairperson veanticorruption commission anichi ane simba rakadaro jaji vehigh court asi zvekuseka nazvo izvozvo hapasati pamboitwa utungamiriri wecommission hune huremu hune hudzamu inini izvozvo zvaizvo zvinotondiratidza kuti patosiyana patosiyana ini ndaimbova mudare wemuparamende ndaitombotungamirira portfolio committee justice ichikoka commission kuti nekuti muconstitution munotaura kuti anticorruption commission mamwe macommission vaifanirwa kuvapa mukana kuti vauye vataure kwatiri nezvebhajeti ravanenge vava kuzoda kuzopiwa saka ini ndakaona makomishoni handina kumbonyatsoona zvanga zvisina seutungamiriri panga pasina hamene panenge panga pakatosiyana ini ndikuona kunge danho rekutogadza jaji wekuhigh court chinhu chihombe ichocho hatisadherere izvozvo zvine zvazvinotonyatsoreva kuti masimba acho nechinova chiroda kuitwa uyezve chimwe chiripo ndechekuti zvandikuonawo ndiri kuparamende makomishoni aya anogadzikwa neconstitution haanga haapihwi mari mari yacho yekushandisa vanga vasina pane anticorruption commission yaiveko yatomboyavaamazanonadheski chaivo vakanga vasina ini ndakakatya madhareve chaizvo ngazi vari kutombovakatoa tichatotenda reserve bank yatombotipa mari yekuti tibhadhare tichange bond
muzare majome ndokubatai muromo
zvinhu zvinangogadziswa zvese izvozvo
ndokubatai muromo ramba henyu muri parunhare titore vamwe vateereri todzoka kwamuri tisati aenda hedu tine muteereri anonzi Vasikumbuzo Mulalazi tisati aenda kunawo Mulalazi togamuchira vadavid jamela vanovesa chigaro weanticorruption trust of southern africa vapinda muchirongwa tinogamuchirai muchirongwa vajamela
manheru vateereri
yes bata yanyu vajamela tingoti dee kunzwa kuna vamulalazi
bava mulalazi ukone kuona
izinjani
fowetu sipongo kuti kakaka njengamafishani unobona njani izimbabwe anticorruption commission le
luhlelo oluhle kakhulu lelo babaduyo idimoni lokusela idimoni le-corruption vele ifuneka khona ukuthi abantu especially isizwe sezimbabwe ukuthi sonke sibe ngamaphoyisa sibe lilihlo likahulumente lokhona kwabanye abakhulumayo ukuthi lo ofumanelo hlelo ukuthi naye uthini ukuya phambili phela lokuya phambili okuthi kwabanye bekhuluma into eyenzakala muva izweke liye phambili so I think uhlelo lofuneka abantu ngesizwe sibe yito esigada khonoko ukuthi njengoba sithenzisiwe kuzenzeka press ukuthi kwenzeke ngoba i-corruption yenzeka itiuma emphakathini njenge-community yazi ukuthi izalela kufa emaqanda alento ethiwa i-corruption akuphi
yeka
thina-ke siyakulelao macala
kodwa ubona zali bangayenelisa yini ukuthi ufaka abantu emapoliseni kunambana ukuthi babotshwe kumbe vele nje ukuzikhulumela asithi ke umongameli kuthiwa uyacathangela ukuthi ulecala lokuthi wenza ungethembeki kambe bangamgola labo bemphosele phakathi kunawombonoko
ukuboshwa komuntu kini akutsho lutho into enkulu ukuthi into ma yivezekile ukuthi umuntu lomne kanjani kancane kancane
So, Mr. Mlalazi is saying that, you know, this is a very good thing, and he thinks that is the way forward, you know, is the way to go from the president's side and his colleagues. So he says, you know, the Anti-Corruption Commission is bound maybe to come out with certain issues and then maybe address the corruption that is in the country.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Jamela. Mr. Jamela, your take on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commissioners today.
Inini zvaunda kamirira the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. We actually welcome this move. We have been calling government to expedite the appointment of new commissioners. As you know, the commission yakaitwa disband, and there are a lot of questions that have not been answered yet. Could we say yakaitwa disband that commission? But nonetheless, we are very, very happy that this is now happening, and we have seen the list the MAR commissioners yakaitwa sworn in, and we are very happy with what's happening now. But what we are only looking forward to now is to see the results. Because the results, those that are with the commission, and we want to work very closely with the commission as well. Because we, as a trust, we also are representing a lot of cases that are reported through our organization. And so what we want to see is moving from just a talk show into actually putting it into action. And we are happy that instrument 143 of 2019, Yaka Commissioner Commission Officers, Kuti Watangevaro Nema Simba, we want to see the results.
Thank you so much, Jamela Rambaya Nyimuri Parunare Gibbs.
So what's the best way, Mr. Jamela, in terms of arming these people to have those kind of powers?
I think there are some interesting developments in Aitika, because in the past we were and we are still calling for the government to give all the resources necessary for this commission to be either effective, either independent. It's in our favor. It's in our choice that this one is politically aligned. EU is not politically aligned. We have seen the government has started opening offices in all provinces, Zimbabwe, Anti-Corruption Commission, which is a really good move. And we want to see the public also using those facilities to report cases of corruption in the country.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller. Can you stay
with me? Anzwa Chibadura, Kanara Chibedura. Hello?
Yeah, Magadi, you baba.
Takasimba baba, zita ndia ni kwa?
Yeah, ndi Chibadura chaye.
Chibadura, uwe kubadura mawaya uwe. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tototenda imi pfungwa dzenyu tipei nokuti mukana nokamunochwa nenguva pane vatereri vari pamutsetsi.
Yeah, ndatenda zvangu mubvunzo wandoda kubvunza inini kune vaitwa nhasi ndikuti kutanga kuti appointwa na president. Ko ivo manje vakazoita find out kuti ane mamu ma corruption ma corruption aripo president very involved kunyanyanya hapa na huu 15 billion ma shares wa diamonds president wakone kwa wali behind that issue as if they arrest the president wao is the one who appointed them mundu wanda kubunja wa appoint kwa wa nasi simbaracho watari wana hili reku sunga president yuki nyawuri ya katutangwa mkuru ema iti before the takeover of this ya iti station chipanga kato mbutawa na 15 billion kinikisi angwa is behind that 15 billion kukiyadwa diamond
mazita mkoma chupadura mazita ati kwanisa kutawara maseva ni masiri mchirongwa chineji saka ati kwanisa utinge chinonge zawani
Sasa naida kubunza kuti vachakwanisa here
kusunga
wa president kana vakuonekwa vari papa corruption
regai tipe mkana kuna commissioner Majome commissioner Majome kana makamaka materi rambunzo vabva kuna vachibadura vari kuti ivo munokwanisa here kuzoti makawana uori uchinongedza kuna president munge muchivasunga nekutora matanda
ini ndinotenda chaizvo nemibvunzo wazvibvunzwa navachibadura zvinongodzokera zvakare kune zvandambotaura pekutanga kuti zvakakosha ini ndinotenda inini vatepfenyuri kuti munhu opamukana wekuti tikurudzire kurwa nditi kuti ti ruzivo rwemafambiro anoita bumbiro redu remutemo nyika yeiti ndikupararira vachibadura ava vanoda kuti tivayeuchidze kuti constitution yedu zvainotaura inotaura kuti kana munhu ari mutungamiriri wenyika aneya inonzi immunity from prosecution paanenge ari muofisi anditi panguva iyoyo paanenge ari president wenyika anoreva kuti hakwanisi kuti ange achifunga ngatiti aite mhosva zvichireva kuti kana akabuda anokwanisa kubva azosungwa paanopedza izvozvo ndozvinotaura bumbiro redu sabvunzo wavo kurayirwa nebumbiro maonero angu ndinoona kuti izvo zvinoitwa nekuti zvinotarisirwa kuti munhu anenge achitungamirira nyika hatarisiri kunge achipara mhosva nekuti anototora nhiko iye ndiye basa rake izhinji nderekuzadzikisa mutemo wemuzimbabwe saka panotarisirwa kuti panotsvagwa vanhu vaneche vanhu vane nduramo vasingangofambi vachingoita zvinhu zvinhu saka ndo mibiro yangu yekutanga iyoyo yekuti bumbiro rinotojekesa zvakare pakuti pachinguva ichocho asi handioni kuti ngatitii mutungamiriri wenyika apara mhosva yeni huori zvinoitika ndezvekuti bumbiro rimwe chetero ndiramba tingodzokera bumbiro redu wehama ngatitorei bumbiro riri tirifarire tiriverenge tirijaire tione kuti zvinoti kudii nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvirikutinetsa izvi tinoona zvakatozvidayira kare saka isusu tikaziva tisoti zvakati tinobva tatoramba tichidayira kuti ngazviitwe ngazviri makomishoni anogadzirwa neconstitution aya anosungirwa kuti apote achipa nebumbiro gore negore anofanirwa kupa inonzi ripoti haatafanirwa kupfuura gore asina kupa ripoti yemabasa ayo kuparamende nyaya dzinenge dzofefetedza anopa ripoti kuparamende inoverengwa naminista apa minista wejustice zvinotonzi futi anogona kuti anokurudzirwa kuti apote achipa pamusoro peinonzi annual report anofanira kupota achitaura nezvechi nezvaanenge ataura saka ini ndinoona kuti ngatitii zvaitika kuti mutungamiriri wenyika aita mhosva inehumori komishoni ikaongorora inini ndinoona zvichi kuti homuchero asingasungwi nguva iyo paanenge achiri president anoti zvinoburiswa mumaripoti zvoshambadzwa uyezve handizvino kuti bumbiro redu rakanaka mufunge rinonyatsogadzira pese bumbiro rimwe chete imomo munototaura mega kuti ngatiti pane mukana wokumubvisa mutungamiriri wenyika kana adi neparamende inonzi confidence kana impeachment takaita kuti amugabe iyaya kana zvinoitwa kana munhu ari kutungamirira achiitisa tsika dzisingaenderani neupresident saka ndinotoona kuti chero asingasungiki asi zvinotodena umwe urongwa hunoita kuti munhu iye ange achizobviswa pachigaro uye ozotongwa saka chimwe chandiva tindidzimikire zvakare ndodzokera zvakare kuda kuti kunge rekodhi yenzi yekare yaibhamba nyaya yekuti bumbiro rinoti kudi chokwadi ngatizivei ngatizvifarirei ngatizvizote noti kudi bumbiro iri ndodzokera zvakare zvandambotaura Natirambe ichi lakini asochemchedze kuti commission inopindwa nokuti kuna vanhu vanenge vano zvakanaka kana vanhu vachifarira president zvakanaka chezvo vachimukudza asi varikuramba vanhu varapa vachingokanganwa kuti commission anti corruption commission kunzi inoapindwa na president inoapindwa na president inoapindwa na president ndo basa ravo ndivo head of state ndo vanoita zvirango zvenyika commission iyi anti corruption inopinda muchigaro nekuti inosarudzwa nedare reparamende pakaitwa inonzi checks and balances ini ndinotenda mari kuti ndakavewo munamuvainyora bumbire takanyatsoruka mufunge kuti masimba anyatsodonzerana pasakanya akanyanya komiti yeparamende nhengo dzeparamende dzinovhoterwa neveruzhinji nzvimbo dzine utungamiri hwahwo hunonzi committee on standing rules of parliament ndiyo ine utungamiri hwakasiyana siyana kubva mapati ese ndiyo inosarudza inoita mainterview takatoenda kumainterview ndo vanosarudza vopa president kana vopa vanhuzvedzi mazita 12 pa12 iva anenge vasarudza president anonhunga pane ivavo vari 12
thank you so much
ngatirambe ngatizviyeuke izvozvo
komishina maita basa rambai muri parunhare nguva dzaakutandanisana dzaakumhanya asi vataura iyo kuti aiwa anzi mutemo bumbiro remutemo the constitution gives a sitting president immunity but once he leaves the office he's like Gibbs
yeah so maybe Michael is it still there Ndiweni I think is gone Ndiweni are you there Baba Ndiweni khona
I'm there yeah ngikhona
yeah fake lokucina kolapho sibili ube sizihambela ke mzali ubona ngazani pho kumele benzeni umajome lapha kumele benzeni
yeah bona ngani ile crisis ye beyithi ye image ibap anti corruption ile crisis ye kuthi abantu abayithembi there is no trust in the commission so I think umlando omajoma that they have now is to find ways low cost ways of getting people know that this commission is serious about its work even visible to the people even ngumngane wabantu must be friend to the people so that people can open up and tell them ukuthi what is happening and then they do action and also I implore the commission to take serious the aspect of fighting corruption is local government in local authorities there's so much rot in the local authorities and for me that's my passion because it's Venezuela corner and I think that it is where service delivery is so if they need to do something drastic about local authorities and really deal with rot and so that so that the country tries to actually perform better in terms of providing service to citizens. So for me, those are my closing words to say, okay, you need to be different to the people, find ways to get the trust to the people. And if they don't trust you right now, they are very skeptical about the commission. Mm-hmm. And that's keep corrupting in the authorities.
Thank you very much. Maybe, yes, maybe Mr. David Jamela, your last words.
I think certainly from our point of view, we want to congratulate President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government for walking the talk on these reforms.
Mm-hmm.
But what we now want to see is the result. But also one point we would like to really mention is around whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
We think that there is need also to come up with another statutory instrument that will protect whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we have seen recently, if you remember very well, there were some ZANU-PF youth who were demonstrating and calling for some people to be arrested who were implicated in corruption. And then what happened there was that there were threats with legal suits against those ZANU-PF youth. And so what we see is that those people with information, if they are threatened and there is no protection by the state, then it's going to be very difficult to deal with corruption.
Thank you so much. And our time is up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Commissioner Chesley Majome of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, political commentator Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and Mr. David Jamel of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa is based in Botswana. Signing off is Kips Dube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again next time. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kande miri, nishitenda wa tereri, wakwanza kupinda mchurongwa, ni mimose maam, chitevera, muru matima na enyika. Rambema katisigira, Studio 7, ndenyu, mwara rakanaka.